Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
Enchanté.
Hi, hi, and welcome. I'm Classy.
And I'm Nick.
And thanks for joining us on Talkadoo, a variety talk show where we talk about anything and nothing at all, and hopefully get you talking too.
Yeah, all right, I did it. I did my part.
Normally, you would put like a little flair to it, though.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing for a while. So the last time we recorded, I noticed, or at least the last time we did an episode where I said something, I put a picture of the Warhammer Army's High Elves army book into our chat. That was time-stamped October 21st, 2021. It is now, as I'm recording here, oh, the 21st. That's a nice little synchronicity. Yeah, January 21st, 2024. So two years and a couple of months afterwards. So yeah. I don't remember. I mean, I generally remember what we do because it really is just you and I talking at each other for a little while. So that part's nice and easy, but all of the other little admin bits, I'm like, yeah, I don't remember how that goes.
That's fair. That's out of my mind. It made room for other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got a good question because I remember that was part of it.
So
I got a good question.
You have a question this week. Okay.
So
I like it.
Here's a question. What's happened over the last 2 years and some odd months with you?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
I stopped streaming and I moved to Texas. I mean, we recorded in Texas, though. I had just moved out to Texas a few months prior. Living in Texas, I've since changed jobs. So I now work from home.
Oh, cool.
And then in like software support, basically. And I have, I'm still gardening. I don't know if I was gardening back when we were recording so much, but I've gotten way more into gardening. And that includes like aquatic plants in my aquariums too. So basically I've become an old person is what I'm saying.
We all have. Have you developed, so this ties into something that happened to me. Have you developed any allergies that you didn't know you had, that you never did have until you turned approximately just out of the random number 41 years old?
I haven't turned 41 years old yet.
No, I haven't. So. That's why I just learned I have an allergy.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yes and no. I didn't really have allergies so much when I was in California, but since moving out to Texas and all the pollens are different, I get really bad allergies, like really bad. All the cedars, I don't know if you've seen the videos, I'll have to send you, but it's basically like pollen explosions out of cedar trees, and it's insane. Like, it looks like the trees are basically like the planes that fly over fires and drop like sand or whatever, like
some kind of red stuff.
It basically looks like that but yellow, and so it's like the trees are bombing the area with just pollen, and it's insane. I'll have to send you videos. Cedars are my nemesis now.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, because my old apartment, the apartment that I was staying at when we first met, I had like these tall green, well, most trees are green, I don't know what kind of trees they were, but my car would just turn bright ass green every spring under them. And it's gross. I'm going to gross you out a little bit. I'm sorry, but it's gross because if you think about it, that's tree jizz. So your trees are just coming everywhere, and that's gross as fuck. And I hate it. And that's why I now always have my car under the like parking structures and everything, because I don't want that on my car.
So you want to hear a funny story about green trees?
Yes, I do.
I don't know if I ever told you this one. I used to work for a community center, and our arborist, we would have to call anytime there was like a downed limb or anything like that. And so one time a person reported a downed limb on the on like our little walking trail that like it was a paved trail that was around the community center. And so I call the arborist and he goes, "What tree is it?" And I said, "The green one out back." And he goes, "The green one?"
You're going to need to be a little more specific.
I just about died. I was like, oh my gosh, did I really just say that? Like, I must have been so tired or something. Like, it must have been the morning. I don't know. But I just had a complete lapse of just smartness.
Yeah.
And was like, green. It's the green tree. Well, because, and so to give myself a little bit of context and like a little bit of grace, there were a bunch of those fruit trees in the back with like the red plum leaves, like the really dark purpley leaves. And so there were only very few green ones.
Yeah. And those fruit trees, you could name them by the fruit that they grow. Like, it's funny you mention it because this is something I was talking about. Like, it occurred to me a little while ago and I threw it to some of my friends. Like, do you think that we know more or less than the average person about trees? Because I was thinking about it, it's like, okay, I know the names of trees. Like, I know elm and pine and whatever. I couldn't identify one. Even like pine. I was like, oh yeah, it's the one with the needles. There are so many trees that have needles.
Yeah. I think I know quite a bit about trees, actually.
You probably do now that you are like gardening. That's I know obviously gardening isn't trees, but it's tree related. It's adjacent.
Yeah. I've always kind of known about trees though. Just because my mom is very sciencey and really into nature.
Yeah.
And so we grew up hiking a lot and she would basically tell us every single flower or plant or tree that we came across. And so growing up as a kid, I always knew like just all the plants. And I still do that to this day. That's something I picked up from my mom is like, we'll be around and be like, oh, that's a blah, blah, blah. And like, but another funny story, my sister will tell her wife, oh, that's something else that happened. My sister got married to her longtime girlfriend.
Yeah.
But yeah, she'll make up names of stuff if she doesn't know it and convince her wife that that's a thing. Which is so funny because her wife is super smart. I mean, she studies climate geology or something like that.
Yeah.
Has her PhD in it.
Some sciencey thing.
Is so over my head.
Yeah,
she's like one of the smartest people I know. And it's so funny that my sister can convince her of these things.
That's the sign of a good relationship. When you can just straight up lie and laugh at your partner and they're like, oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we're joking, but that actually is the sign of a really good.
Yeah, because like she's very trusting.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not harmful. It's not like she's saying, where were you? Oh, I was at the office. And then it turns out the office is the name of a bar. Nothing like that.
Yeah. I don't think my sister is the type of person. And like, I'm very much the same. Like, can't really lie about
things that matter. I know. It's so frustrating. I've learned from watching Survivor, I can do simple lies, like just say, no, I didn't do that, or whatever, that sort of thing. I can do that, but if it's something important, or I feel actually guilty about what it was I was doing, like it's one thing when, so at work, we'll get asked a question like, hey, can you do this for us? And the answer is no, but the real answer is super complicated. Like we might be able to. So I'm just like, oh no, sorry, we can't. It's like what I imagine. So my brother, what he did with his second kid, if my brother Rick got tired of watching Dinosaur Train, And, you know, Patrick wanted more dinosaur train. He would just say, oh, I'm sorry. They're all out of dinosaur train today. They'll have to have more. They'll come out with more episodes next week. And like that sort of thing. Like, I wouldn't feel bad about that kind of lie. But any kind of lie where I actually would feel bad, I just can't. Like, I could do the, oh, yeah, they don't. I'm sorry, man. Peppa Pig, she went to bed. Like, I could do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, let's see.
So what about you?
Not a whole lot. I've mainly just been working and working and working and playing video games and video games and video games and watching TV and movies and TV and movies. Recently, like I said, with the allergy, I just started itching so bad and it would last for like months at a time. And I was like, okay, I finally, like, at first I was like, oh, it's probably just pollen. Whatever, it's pollen. Nah, it turns out it's dust mites. But like, I had a panic attack when they gave, so you get your blood tested, right? And they go like, oh, anything that shows above 0.10, you're going to have some sort of reaction to. And I saw dogs was at a 0.35. I was like, no! Cats was a 1.2. I was like, ah, that sucks, but I kind of like cats. But then I got to dust mites and it was 20.3.
My God.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure like I could just bathe myself in cats and dogs and I would be fine. So I do not have that panic attack. I can have as many cats and dogs as I want. But what I did then is I was like, all right, I guess I'll get a dehumidifier because I guess dehumidifying is how you kill off dust mites. And so I just threw that in my bedroom. And the first day that I used it, there was nothing. Like, it did nothing. And I thought, fuck, I bought a bad one. Like, I characterized the amount of water that it captured. And again, I'm sorry if this is gross. As one comes worth. Like, it was...
Oh, my God. It was... Do you have to?
Because I ran it for 24 hours straight. And that's all that came out. Now, here's the thing. So, here's where it gets good. This is the happy ending of it. I moved it, like, 2 inches to the left. And then I ran it for another 8 hours. And when I came home, it was like an inch of water, like 1 inch to the left. And I don't know, I guess it was just far, like a little tiny bit too close to something that was blocking the intake. Anybody who has had one of these things, you'll know what I mean. Like if it's too close to anything, bam. So yeah, now I gotta like replace this thing every couple of days. It's awesome. They cannot survive it. And I sleep so much better. I love it. But it's so unfair. Then I went 40 years, no problems. And then all of a sudden, bam, I could not sleep. I would have to take a hot shower every night just to like numb my skin. Ugh. But also, yeah, the amount of water in the air is just, I would say it's gross how much water is in the air. And then I realized, no, that's completely natural.
Yeah, that's like a natural thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you too, I was really glad when I found out it wasn't pollen because like, I'm now acutely aware of pollen. So when you're talking about the cedars, like so I could go down there apparently because I have a 0.01 on cedar. So I could just snort a cedar straight into my veins. But I'm acutely aware of trees and stuff now. And I was afraid it was going to be a pollen allergy because I love having windows and doors open and stuff like that. I love having a breeze. So all I have to do is basically keep the humidity below 50% for like a month, month and a half or whatever. That'll kill all the motherfuckers in my bedroom. And then I should be fine because their corpses aren't a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I've traveled. Have you traveled any?
Well, this last year I had to travel a bunch to like various family locations.
Oh, yeah.
That was... Yeah.
Not fun travel.
Yeah, not at all. It was a really rough year last year. So that was all the traveling I did. It was like not fun travel.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask if you did any in 2022, but 2021 and 2022 were still years where it was just like travel. No. Have you not heard of this pandemic that's going on? So we didn't do it. But late 2022 and in 2023 is when I realized, oh, wow, I actually made, this is, I'm going to brag a little bit, I made $60,000 a year, which is not a huge amount by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not actually legit bragging. But I was like, wait a minute, I can actually afford to go on trips. So I went to Chicago and I went to Baltimore. And then I visited my mom, but visiting your parents, that's also just not a fun one. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Chicago rules. You would love it. There's so much food.
No, I love Chicago. I have my step family is all from there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
Yeah. I've been a couple of times or a few times. So very like... I feel like it's gotten way worse, though, with like, because I still have family back there, and they talk about like just all the crime and everything that's like gotten really out of hand. But when I went, I was fairly young, and so maybe I was just naive to it. But yeah, it was a really like culturally diverse kind of really cool city of just like there's always something going on, like some kind of cultural event with like food and drink and just everything. Like it just seems like there's always something going on in that city.
Mm-hmm. It's super old buildings.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Lots of good food.
Oh, but yeah,
yeah,
they know.
And we did all the touristy stuff one time, like Navy Pier and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and the Miracle Mile shopping mall and all that kind of stuff. But
oh, I missed both of those. I was near the pier. I was staying at a Best Western across from like Grant Park. And I was like, this is going to be expensive because it's right in the heart of downtown. It was like $200 a night, which is not cheap. Don't get me wrong. But like, as far as like hotels go, especially hotels like downtown in a major urban center, that was cheap as hell. And
yeah, I mean, like you count always over $100 no matter where you are, essentially. Yeah.
Even like staying around here, like I was trying to do math one time and I was like, how much would it cost me if I just didn't have an apartment? What if I just stayed at a hotel every night? Because there was a hotel that was like $60 a night. I'm like, it's not a bad hotel. And it is $60 a night. But then I did the math. I'm like, oh, no, that's stupid. Don't ever do that. Don't do that. No.
Well, sometimes they have long stay rates that are different.
Yeah, but I feel like they're not going to have 365-day long stay rates.
I'm sure they do, honestly.
I should look into it, because have you heard about this? I forget the name of it. I want to say it's called like Ultimate World Cruise or something like that. It's a Royal Caribbean cruise that lasts 9 months straight.
No.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a nightmare. Apparently, it is a nightmare. Yeah, like
my absolute nightmare.
Yeah. Like, it seems... Okay, so apparently the nightmare part of it is the fact that a lot of people thought they were going to do this thing where they were going to get on it and then be TikTok stars, be influencer stars, and tell everyone, oh, yeah, this is life aboard the nine-month cruise, lobster every day, that kind of thing, right? Like, real, what's it called? Lifestyle porn kind of stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing is so many of them had that idea that it's practically, like... They're not the only ones on it, obviously, but they are just ruin it for everyone else and for themselves and everything. So it's apparently real, real bad. Yeah. But
that's unfortunate because, like, I mean, then you're stuck for 9 months. Like,
yeah. And the cheapest.
I mean, I guess you could harbor and get out of there, but still.
Yeah, there's like, I think it said there were 11 port stays or something like that. So there will be stuff for them to do outside and get off and get away. But I was just thinking like, so I think the lowest cost was $60,000, which is a lot of money. But if you think about it, how much you pay in rent or house payments or things like that? And then how much you pay for food and how much you pay for all this kind of stuff that it is all inclusive. So it's like, if I paid $60,000, but then also that's only 9 months. If it was another 3 months on top of that, it would actually be worth considering doing as a, well, wait, no, that's dumb. What am I thinking? How would I make money while I was on there? Fuck. Okay, never mind. I'm glad I didn't do it.
Good talk.
This is how we convince ourselves of terrible ideas. Let's see. Yeah, the thing that surprised me. So, yeah, obviously, I went to Chicago and did a lot of the touristy stuff. I did the boat tour where they show you all the old buildings. And the entire time my mouth was on the floor, like, wow, that building's so old and so cool. Wow, I love that building too. And then like, oh, wow, they converted that entire Montgomery Ward's warehouse into like apartments. That's awesome. And then I went to the museums and I saw a movie on the South Side. I saw Black Panther, Wakanda Forever on the South Side. And that is an amazing experience right there because people were into it. Like, I don't know if you saw the movie or not, but at one point, one of the characters, they go into her dorm room and there's a flag of Chicago in the background and everyone's like, yeah! I'm like,
oh, yeah. Chicago is like really into Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay, here's the thing. People from Chicago love Chicago. People from Boston love Boston. People from New York have a love-hate relationship with New York. Like, they love being away from it. But when they live in, like, L.A., they're always like, oh, you can't get pizza here like you can in New York. I mean, I hate New York and I hate how much I spent there. But man, I love New York. Like, are there any, can you think of any other cities that are like that where the people are just super into having been from there?
Probably San Francisco.
Really? Oh, I regret to inform you. I don't think it's like that anymore, only because almost all native San Franciscans have been pushed out. And so it's all rich assholes who are like, ugh, this city has gone to hell. It's like, yeah, you did
well,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying like those who like are still there.
Oh, yeah. And come to think of it also, the ones who were born there but were forced to leave and left on. Yeah. Are like, and want to go back are like, yeah, man, San Francisco rules. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. I've never particularly liked San Francisco. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid before the dot-com boom, it was great. Like, it was such a cool city. And I had, like, really good memories of, you know, every Christmas going to see the Nutcracker and, like, going to Union Square when it's all decorated and beautiful and going to Giants games. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of outside of the city, so yeah. It's still, like, fine.
Candlestick Park is, you're right, it was way outside the city, but also it was in the city still, technically.
Yeah, technically, but I mean, like, you didn't have to go into the city. You could just get off the train, walk a few blocks, and be at the stadium, so.
Yeah.
They
got a good zoo.
Yeah, I haven't been to the San Francisco Zoo, oh my gosh, since I was tiny, tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even remember the zoo, that zoo in particular.
My friends will have, it's coming up next month, their oldest daughter's birthday, she loves the zoo. So they'll throw the party there. And so I go and I walk around and I look at the bears and... You know, it's February, so they're still coming out of Topor. But like when they get in that water and start playing around, I'm like, oh, I understand nature now. Nature is cool. The thing is, in nature, if I saw bears, I would run the hell away. There isn't 3 inches of plexiglass protecting me from them or them from me. But yeah, I understand now.
But yeah, no, San Francisco, I used to like it when I was young, and now I cannot stand that city. Like, it's just so dirty and there's so many people. It just, ugh.
Yeah.
It sucks.
My thing about it, referring specifically to when you were talking about the Nutcracker, like I have this South Bay inferiority complex where as soon as you mentioned the Nutcracker, I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, well, we do the Nutcracker at the Center for the Performing Arts. I don't see what's so bad. But that's like when your mom says, we're not getting McDonald's. We have McDonald's at home. And then it's, you know, it is what it is. Like, I get it. It's like me saying, yeah, we got the Nutcracker at home. We got it here. It's not the same. But also, I'm like, I just love the San Jose so much that I'm like, yeah, I don't care. It's fine. Like, that's why I feel like if I was from, say, Marin or something like that, which is a very rich area, but there's not a whole lot going on up there. Like, yeah, you go into the city and you do stuff. But like around here, I'm like, nah, man. Or if I was from Daly City, which is a nice place, I go to the movie theater there. I go to the mall there because they have a an Orange Julius, and it's worth the trip. But it's like, okay, yeah, go into San Francisco. But like down here, I'm like, no, we got our own stuff down here. We can do things. We got Christmas in the Park. You don't gotta go to Daily Plaza. You can go to Christmas in the Park down here. Sure, it's only two blocks, and you like if you hold hands with someone and stretch your arms out, you've basically blocked off traffic for everyone through the entire thing. It's small, but it's perfect. You don't need it elsewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Noted.
Yeah, but also like the thing about San Francisco, and like I said, I'll be going up there next this weekend for Sketchfest to see a bunch of shows, and I'll have a good time while I'm there. But I just feel like every time I'm there, everything is designed to just bleed me dry of money. Like,
exactly.
Like you can't find affordable. Like, there's really good dinner there. I don't want to. Like, it's not terrible. It's just that it's so expensive. I'm like, I don't want to go here if I can avoid it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. And, like, the crime, too. I basically have gotten, every time I've gone there, for the most part, I've gotten my car either broken into or something happened with it. And so, you know, whether it's a parking ticket or broken into or whatever. So it's, like, even that, like, bleeds you dry.
I get you.
It's ridiculous.
I get you, but also... I don't know. I have a weird tolerance for all of it, partly because, I mean, I don't have anything worth stealing. And so, also, I don't drive there. I take the train. But, like, for example, so the reason I went to Baltimore was because I needed to use time off or else I was going to hit our cap. And so I was like, all right, well, I don't want to spend money, so I'm going to go to Reno. And then I looked at how much going to Reno was going to cost. I was like, fuck that. So I looked at, I guess I'll spend, like, a weekend in San Francisco. And I saw that was going to cost even more. And then I was like, what would it cost to just, like, fly across the country and go to Baltimore? Oh, my God. I spent so little money on a plane ticket, on hotel, on transportation. Transportation was practically free. Like, they had these buses you could just jump on. And then you could also buy a bus pass for, like, $2 that would get you there wherever you wanted to go for the entire day. Like, here, a $2 bus pass will get you one ride. And then you got to buy another one. It's like, oh, it's insane. And the food there was hella good. And yeah, all right. People always like the thing that everyone has always asked me when they talk about Baltimore is like, I hear they have like 300 murders a year. I hear it's a lot of crime. And I'm like, okay, yes, statistically, there is a lot of crime. And yes, factually, there are like 300 murders a year. I'm not just saying there aren't. But I felt so welcomed there. Like, everyone was so nice. Like, I was walking down the street and I sneezed and a guy like 10 feet ahead turned around and she's like, ah, bless you, man. And I just said, oh, thanks. And he just kept on walking. I was like, who are these people? It was wonderful. I love that city.
Welcome to like almost any other place other than major cities. So, I mean, that is, it, you know, rare for a big city. But welcome to almost any other state.
It's true.
Than California.
Oh, no, I get that. And here's the thing. I liked it because it was a novelty, right? If my issue with small towns and why I don't want to live in one is everyone knows your business all the time and it's too much. I like the fact that in San Jose, if I want to be anonymous, I can. I can just walk around and do nothing. But then also, we do have it here a little bit, like, I've had some of the most interesting and weird conversations with people who are almost like desperate, not even desperate for a conversation. They were just kind of like throwing a feeler out like, hey, is this person a normal person? And then I would answer back to them and be like, oh, cool. Like, I had a nice conversation with a guy in line at Safeway about the Safeway ready to heat and ready to eat dinners are so good. And we talked for like 5 minutes because the lady in front of us was trying to buy $300 worth of stuff using a check. It's like, come on, man. It's 2024. What? Don't use checks. Yeah, exactly. They're like, I got to write out my bank statement. I'm like, whatever, man. But we had this nice long conversation about he was buying their ribs and I was buying their chicken. And we just compared and talked about it. And so, like, I've had other conversations with strangers like that around here. And so I get both flavors that I want. Whereas, like, in a small town all the time, I don't know. It's just not for me. But I will say, so Baltimore has that reputation of being, it's called a southern city in a northern, wait, a southern people in a northern city, I think is what it was, something like that. But it's the idea of, like, yeah, it's just people being charming and hospitable to one or to each other, as long as you don't mess with them. Like, that's the thing I noticed. Like, there were business tourists who were going around thinking that they were better than everyone, and people would always look at them and go like, oh yeah, sure thing, hun. And then it would take forever to give them their food or whatever. But I was just like, oh wow, this place is cool. I like this. And be like, oh, it is, right? Yeah, yeah. And they were real cool to me. I liked them.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically Texas. Like,
yeah.
And that's one of the things I like most about it. And yeah, we're in a small town, but not everybody knows our business, you know, because we just stay in the house most of the time. but everyone's just super nice. It's the yes ma'ams, no sirs, and, you know, the wave as you drive by, like, every single time by your neighbors. And, you know, it's like, I did that. I went back to California to visit one year, and I was in the habit of waving because, you know, now I live in Texas and that's just what you do. And I waved to one of the neighbors who was walking, and they gave me the dirtiest look, like, do I know you? You know, kind of deal. And I was like, wow, okay, this is what I loved so much about Texas and now kind of hate about California. I think it's just because there's so many people in such a tight space that they are sick of other people, and they have to kind of like shelter themselves from so many people. And so it's like they just kind of are not cognizant of others because they can't be, because it's just so much overstimulation then.
There's definitely something to that. Like, every now and again, somebody will come into San Jose and just be like, nobody, and say on the San Jose Reddit, no one ever even said hi to me. And I'll have to explain to them, like, listen. We're in a city with almost 1 million people. If you stop and say hello to everyone that you meet, you're not going to get anywhere. Like, we are very friendly, but we got stuff to do. And so I've definitely noticed, and it's changed. I feel that it's changed for the better since the pandemic, because people spent basically, especially around here, spent 2 years essentially in their houses, and now they're desperate for human contact. And they learned, oh, when I had the option of it before the pandemic, I would always want to stay home. Excuse me. Because I could, right? Like, if I wanted to go out, I could, whatever. Now, not having that option for a while, you realize, oh, I really miss the 2 minute conversation I would have with some guy about the difference between the chicken and the ribs at the Safeway, or the conversation of what beer is that? Is that really hoppy? Oh, I don't really like hops, and that kind of thing, or whatever. You know what I mean? People really miss that small talk. And so I've noticed that's gotten better. We are still weirded out if you wave at us. I will admit that. That's like, why is this person threatening me? they're waving like, I see you, bitch. You're gonna get got. So there's I don't know that there maybe there is some of that, but I don't know. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I was gonna ask your thoughts on seafood.
Oh, I love seafood. I've always loved seafood.
Then yeah, if you guys have some time to spare and a couple of bucks, because it's, you know, travel's never cheap, but it's not that expensive either to go to. I would say go to Baltimore and stay at the Inner Harbor and then just eat at all of the seafood places around there, because they will buy. Okay, I got 2 full Maryland blue crabs, half a pound of snow crab legs, like some sausage and corn and all of that kind of stuff in like a low country boil bag. Like, have you ever had a low country boil or a clam bake?
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about, where they just kind of like, ideally, they serve it to you in a bag and they throw it on the table and you just eat it right off the table. They gave me all of that and a beer. And how much do you think that cost?
Oh, gosh. Now living in Texas again, like,
good point. You have a much. Yeah. OK, how much do you think that would cost if it was here in California is how I should probably put it?
$60-$70.
Yeah. More? Yeah. Easily. Yeah. No, it costs $35 plus the beer. I was so amazed. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, I didn't eat a lot of it because I like crab. I have learned why crab is good now, right? I don't like crab here because I feel like the crab we have here is basically just kind of leftovers, or it's, you know, caught in Alaska and then brought down here or something along those lines. Crab over there really is. You can see people like pulling traps up out of off the harbor, and then they just sell it to the restaurant or whatever. So it's that fresh, and I get it. My issue with crab, Jesus Christ, is it hard to get?
Yeah.
Like, breaking into it, like, I ate what I thought was a good amount, and then this lady, one of the nicest ladies in the world, came by and was just like, oh, hun, are you eating crab for the first time? I was like, yeah, how'd you know? She's like, because you ain't touched your crab gut at all. And she, like, cracked open the thing, and I saw all this meat and stuff on the inside. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Love a food where you wear a bib. It is cool that you get to wear a bib.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, before we're about reaching a good stopping point, but because we've been talking about travel so much, I'm going to ask, if you get a chance, what is your goal, your travel goal for 2024, seeing as how it's January? Where are you going to go?
I definitely want to make it back out to California to visit everyone. But other than that, we're trying to save money for the wedding.
Eh.
Because I got engaged.
Yeah.
Over those 2 years. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't going to ask or anything, but I thought that was, I was like, so what happened over the last 2 years? You named all, I like gardening. And then at the end, bearing the lead of like, oh, and I got engaged. Congratulations.
I'm so sorry. Like,
don't be sorry.
It's just one of those things. Like, I know I've talked to you about it, right? Yeah. But our listeners don't know. So yes, very exciting news. I got engaged.
Actually, about this time last year.
Yeah. Just like maybe a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
It
was
during
I remember because it was during Sketchfest, and it is now Sketchfest. So
So that was like, and like, what's so unfortunate is like it was overshadowed by just a year of like absolute shit. Right?
Oh yeah.
Like
2023 was hard for everyone, but especially hard for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like. It feels like everyone we are close to in our lives and like family members and just our dog, like everything, like either passed or was diagnosed, you know, with something serious in 2023. And so it was just really hard. And so it's like it's almost like I'm trying to block out 2023 at this point. But yes, that very amazing happy making thing happened. So
yay!
I need to remember that.
What are your colors?
We don't have colors yet. Because we're not planning on getting married till 2025 because his parents were supposed to be out here, moving out here this year. But that changed a little bit due to some stuff. Well, just his dad was diagnosed with cancer, and so he was going through cancer treatments.
Yeah, not a good time to be moving.
Yeah, so, and he's in remission now, but, you know, still has to get regular checkups and things like that. And so, you know, it's just like they can't be away from all those doctors.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like... So I'm not really planning any travel.
That's fair.
Yeah. We just need to save. So we were going to go to New York for the total solar eclipse to experience it with my sister and her wife's family. But that would be really expensive. And so we're not going to do that anymore. And we're just going to experience it here because we're in the path of totality. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Path of totality, by the way, would be a great name for either a band or an album.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason I know that term too, is because for the total solar eclipse, where my sister was living in Oregon was in the path of totality, like a few years back. Several years back. And so I learned that phrasing when I went up there for that solar eclipse. So,
and you can't forget the great Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yes. total eclipse of the heart, but it didn't talk about a path of totality, but you know.
Well, total eclipse, so everything that is between her heart and the sun is in the path of totality. I'm really stretching. I love Bonnie Tyler, and so I had to figure out a way to mention her.
Okay, fair enough. Great,
she's Welsh, you know. Gaynor Hopkins.
I did not know that.
Yeah, which reminds me, I'll close it out. I'll tell you a nice embarrassing story. I was at a company thing. We had a tree at Christmas in the Park for once, and it was hideous. Our LA team designed it. They didn't know what Christmas in the Park was, so it literally is just a bunch of like white bulbs that have our company name on it. I'm like, this sucks, but whatever, it was fine, you know what I mean? But we did a company event with it, and while I was there, I met one of the people from customer service, and she's Welsh. She's actually Filipina, but she was born and raised in Wales, and had the most delightful Welsh accent, and we hit it off really, really well. And then a week ago, we had the company like holiday party, the official one, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna talk to this person a bit more, talk to this Welsh lady. We hit it off real well. And she's like, oh, this is Nick. I can't wait to introduce you to my husband. Which, and you go, oh, that's too bad. But last year, the 2022 holiday party, which was actually held in 2023, I was like, all right, here's another person. Oh, Helen and I, we get along really well. I can't wait to meet Helen for the first time. Oh, yeah, this would be great. Oh, hey, Nick, I can't wait to reintroduce you to my wife. So yeah. But hey, I will tell you, I am getting better. Last year was a wife. This year it's a husband. Next year, I don't even want, it'll be like, I don't know what the next step down will be. But oh, my fiance, maybe.
Yeah.
But just enough years go by and eventually I'll get it right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So see, a nice embarrassing story to end it off with.
Well, you didn't say where you're traveling, though.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing me, too. So honestly, so I want to go back to Chicago because when I went there, there was a place called Jean's Sausage Shop, which is hard to say. Try it right now. Just try and say it without like slurring.
Jean's Sausage Shop. Yeah, that is really difficult. Yeah. It's too many S's. It's too many
shushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushushush sushi show thing again. Yeah. Oh, and I did it. Suck it.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Gene's Sausage Shop. And I went and it was amazing. But it was closed, more or less. Sorry. So I went in November and I went in the one good day of November that they had, to the point where. So one of the things I went and I did while I was there was go to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me to reach peak white liberal. Like, I ascended there and I watched it. And they said during the intro, they're like, what the hell? What the fuck was up with? And I remember it because Peter Sagal cussed. He did a cuss. he said, what the fuck was up with our weather? It was 71 degrees in November in Chicago. And anyway, so I went there. And they had a sausage grill on the top roof of that. And you can like see all of Chicago from it, but it's only open, Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's when it is. So I'm going to try and go back in the spring. But I definitely have to go see my mom in February. And, that may eat up all the money that I got. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I would love to go back to Chicago and see, cause I didn't even do half the stuff. You were talking about stuff like you said, oh, yeah, we went to the Midway. And what was the other thing you said you went and did?
We went to Navy Pier and then.
Oh, the Miracle Mile.
Yeah, Miracle Mile.
Didn't do either of those. I stayed pretty close to the Navy Pier. Didn't see it. Miracle Mile was like, oh, you mean that thing in L.A., right? Or that movie starring. I forget who that had a really depressing ending, but it was actually a very good movie. No, I didn't even know there was a Miracle Mile there. So now, yeah, there's hella stuff I got to go see and do. And Wrigley Field.
It's just a mall, but yeah.
I love malls. Oh, my God. So we're going to have a tangent. Oh, no. Okay. We'll do a tangent about malls in a later episode because I love going to visit a mall.
Yeah. Well, and that's I feel like this is probably a good ending point because we should talk about like our plan for.
Oh, yeah.
Like Takadu now. Which is actually funny. So I've been watching TikTok a lot over the last couple of years. I came across a podcast that does the random draft.
Oh, is it called All Fantasy Everything?
No.
Oh, what's this one?
This one is just like a couple of guys basically doing what we do. And I was like, gosh, dang it. Well, and they like make TikToks about it. And I was like, oh, and they're funnier than I am. So that's cool.
No, they're not. What no, they're they doing.
Definitely are. But that's okay.
They record for 2 hours. They do the Whose Line Is It Anyway thing. They record for 2 hours. They broadcast a half an hour. And it's a brilliant half hour, but they got rid of all the stuff that didn't work.
Well, and on TikTok, it's a brilliant 3 minutes. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. But yeah. Okay. So I guess like we'll talk to people. We have our record schedule. Jesus. Record schedule still posted. And so I figure we probably keep it much the same. Like we do draft or overrated, underrated. For an episode, and then we do our Mad Libs BuzzFeed quiz kind of episode. And then we do Culture Club, which is where we kind of watch or read or whatever something and then talk about it. Then we have our Grateful and Positivity episode. And then we have our Wild Card, which is we have like a bunch of different activities we can do for our Wild Card episode.
I'll tell you right now what that first Culture Club one is going to be. That's just going to be me for an hour trying to explain to you why you should be playing Baldur's Gate 3. We'll do that. We'll do that. We'll have Sugar Melly on, and she and I will just talk about Baldur's Gate 3 and every now and again say, and that's why you should be playing Classy.
Yeah. I mean, all the girlfriends in that group all play. I'm like literally the only one who does it. So I'll have to possibly pick it up. But I've actually, so like one of the activities I picked up again recently was reading. So,
oh, same here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to talk about that then. In we like shall. A culture club or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What genre do you read?
Old man stuff. And I'm not even joking.
Like war and historical fiction and like that kind of stuff.
I literally just finished an 870 page book about Reconstruction and the Gilded Age.
Oh,
and I
God.
Was
you
riveted
really
every moment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that's gross. But I mean, like, great if you love it.
I still love fiction, too. Don't get me wrong. But I found, I don't know. Well, we'll talk about that later. We will do a book club. We should do
I won't read that stuff though.
No, that's fine. I would say we should do pick up a romance novel.
Oh no.
No,
I don't know that I want to talk about a romance novel with you.
We should pick up a romance novel. What's it? The fantasy romance genre is something that I wanted to get into just because I keep hearing people talk. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. We will end this episode now.
You need to, if I need to pick up Baldur's Gate 3, you need to pick up Fourth Wing. It is such
N.K.
a fantastic
Jemison.
Book.
N.K. Jemison, right?
No.
Oh, who's, I've
Rebecca
heard a lot.
Rebecca Yarros.
Oh, okay. That's a different one. But yeah, I have heard a lot of really good things about Fourth Wing.
Oh my God. It grips you right from the beginning and doesn't stop. Like, it doesn't let up. It is so good.
Yeah, we'll do it at some time.
Yeah.
I'll pick up a copy of that. Like I said, I still love fiction. But lately I have been embracing my inner old man.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess do the normal sign off. I have it.
Okay.
Written down because I'm organized. I'm Classy.
And I'm Nick.
Signing off and hoping you have a good tomorrow and take care of each other.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NOTLG.com.
Okay, I did my ending correctly. I was like, oh no, is this improv? I don't remember what it is.